Welcome to Serenity, a service for your well-being. I'm Peggy Nichols, and along with my spirit guide, Anthony, we hope to be your host for the next hour. Now, before I do a proper introduction for my next guest, I want you to get your pen and paper out. And the toll-free number tonight is 888-815-9756. Please have that handy. We want you to call in tonight. Now, the guest is not only a remarkable man, but also a friend. He's a fellow and a diplomat of the American Board of Medical Psychotherapists, also a national certified counselor, an ordained spiritual minister, and an author, not one, but of two books, one being The Door to the Great Journey and The Joy of Christmas. May I please welcome Reverend Dr. Daniel C. Price, Ph.D. Hello, Dr. Dan. I seem to have lost my guest. I hope he'll be able to come back on with us here. Well, and why we're having some technical difficulties. Okay, should I just go ahead and I'll just ad-lib here until we get him back up on the air. Well, anyway, our guest tonight is offered to take a call-ins, so please call in for any questions you might have about spiritual guidance, possibly any difficulties in your personal and home life. He is an amazing psychologist. So get your phones ready. So when I have him back on the air, we'll be doing some talking about his books. And I understand he has another upcoming book that he's done some collaboration with Waldino, who, if you haven't heard of him, is an amazing artist, has put together some beautiful music in one of the CDs, I guess, is going to be added to The Joy of Christmas. And I will find out when that's going to be coming out. While we're waiting here, I'm going to hopefully direct you to some websites. And I'm going to start out with one of mine, or actually two, being SerenityPeggyNichols.com. Here you can go and purchase CDs that address past life regressions and aura chakra balancing. And these are wonderful step-by-step tools and a guide which can assist you in the privacy of your home. And those who believe in channeling, I think you'll be very intrigued by going to DaVinciChanneledArt.com. Well, welcome back, Dr. Dan.
Hey, hi, Peggy.
Hi. Well, you missed an amazing introduction, or maybe you did hear it, but I just lost you.
No, I didn't hear it, but coming from you, I can imagine it was wonderful, and I thank you because, one, you're very truthful and honest, and you also have a way of pointing out good things about people, so I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I am so honored to have you with us this evening. And throughout our conversation, I'm going to keep repeating that toll-free number for people to call in this evening. There are so many things we could get into and talk about, but I'm going to start with your wonderful book, The Door to the Great Journey, because I'm going to read this wonderful quote on here. It states, an exceptional guide that integrates psychology and spirituality. Price's reflection is 100%. And this was by Deepak Chopra, author
Chopra.
Of Chopra, I'm sorry, the author of the Book of Secrets. What an endorsement.
Yes.
What an endorsement.
Wonderful.
Well, of course, you know, taking some courses with you, I came up close and personal about your priceless reflections. Could we talk to the audience about that, because it's just so amazing, and this tool and guide that you work with in your everyday practice.
Yes. And maybe just a note to the listening audience about Deepak. If they have not heard of him, he's an MD who is also one of the world's greatest spiritual leaders right now, exploring and integrating mind-body medicine, and mind being the spirit. And I had the opportunity, which was set up by spirit, to my wife and I, Connie, met with him at the Teton Wellness Festival in Wyoming and in Jackson Hole. And spirit just sort of put everyone on one side of the room and gave us undivided time. And I explained to him the priceless reflections, the seven steps. And at the end, he said that. He said, "You are 100%. Now, he could have said, "I like it. It's a good idea. How does it work? You know, how well does it work?" He grasped it. And I think what Deepak got from that was that it starts with the ego. The first two steps relate to the human ego, which we all have. And often, our conversations and our self-awareness, Peggy, is limited to the ego's awareness. But that is the tip of the proverbial iceberg, because most of what happens is subconscious. And we react to the world from brain loops that were formed in childhood and added to throughout our life that drives our reactions. Then we try to make sense of them and justify them, because that's who we think we are. It's not who we are. It's just a part of a brain loop that formed. But then we start to defend that and identify with that, and then we become stuck and we become separated from ourselves, from our spirit, from others, and therein is the basis of what some spiritual masters call all suffering. So the priceless reflections starts with the ego and dips into an underlying meaning that comes from the subconscious. And once that's brought to the surface, the individual can look at it and sort of stand aside and say, "Wow, that's really what I'm feeling and what I'm thinking, although that isn't necessarily true, and I don't have to react that way." And then we can start to create new loops that serve the person much better at this point in their life. And the last three steps move into the spirit. So it deals with forgiveness and love to the self, and forgiveness and love, once your heart's filled with that healing, then you send that to the person you were in conflict with or in relationship with. And on subtle energy that is activated, incredible, and it seems miraculous, healing start to occur. And then finally, that love and that is sent to all the world, all hearts everywhere. And that helps the world, and it helps the individual go from an isolated self to a self of oneness. And I think Deepak, I mean, he's brilliant, you know. He's probably got 50 books now on spirituality, mind-body medicine, and he just caught it. And he said, it's 100%. So he was willing to have me put that quote on the book as well.
Well, that's quite an endorsement. And when you were talking about some of the steps, and what I do, I find that the most challenging issue for an individual is to love themselves, to be able to love themselves as you would a friend or another family member. That self-love, and it's just, it's such a barrier, and at times it even stumps me why it's such a stumbling block for people. And I know with you counseling each and every day, that probably is something that you encounter. But are there particular issues that seem to stand out over and over again, you know, with each and every one of your clients? Is there like a common denominator?
Well, I would say truly loving oneself is probably the most basic, and that can be experienced in other ways. If people can say, "Well, I love myself," but they don't necessarily treat themselves with the respect and the love that you would expect. If you loved a child, would you treat them or say to them things that you think about yourself? And so when you get specific on exactly how is love expressed and how do you behave lovingly or unlovingly to yourself, then it becomes a clearer issue. And there are other aspects to that, which is one of the other common denominators I find. And Louise Hay, in her wonderful, wonderful book, You Can Heal Your Life, also mentions that feeling unworthy, not good
yes.
enough, is a central theme in that affects everyone's life, and that is so far-reaching because if we feel that we are not good enough, that we're a failure, that we're bad in some way, then that branches out into our health, and the health becomes not good enough or bad in some way. Relationships seem to fail. Or you in a relationship, that person feels not good enough, or they draw someone to them that matches that. You know, that's the law of attraction. And then there you are, two people feeling not good enough, trying to feel good enough, and it can be really complicated. And Louise Hay said it goes into our finances. So it really gets outwardly expressed into the world, that underlying inner dynamic. And it's so hidden that it's hard to just say, oh, really, is that how I feel? So what happens is that in the law of attraction, we're like little magnets. So that
yes.
cluster, let's say, that brain loop of negativity is like a magnet that draws that to it from the outside world. And people then try to decide, well, is it them or me? And, you know, that's an ego question of separation, them or me. Really, the spiritual side is that it is both. It is both them and me. Otherwise, I wouldn't react to it. I would see it as their issue. I may not like it. It may be uncomfortable. I may avoid it. But I see it as their issue. But when you respond to it, that's because it's pushing your button. And those
yes.
buttons are the brain loops that formed before, way before we had any awareness of what was happening. So we uncover those. That's the transformative process, is to become fully aware. You know, Buddha said, they said, who are you? What are you? And he said, I'm awake. And so awakening to the inner dynamic and then doing something with it that is positive, that is creative, is transformative, like learning to love yourself and truly love and respect yourself first. Then that little magnet draws people to you who love and respect you.
Oh, absolutely. And when people, things that we can manifest, you know, our energy and is what we're putting out there, even though you don't vocalize it, that thought is an energy. So your thoughts are very profound. And so it's like you need to be careful what you think. You can voice to a friend that, oh, I want my Prince Charming. And then you're thinking, but I know he's going to be a frog or a toad when he arrives. So
yeah.
More than likely, the toad's going to arrive on your doorstep. So
or the
we
Prince
have
Charming
to
will show up, and then out hops the frog.
And,
and you're expecting
yes.
that frog, you know, to kiss you, and you'll turn into a princess. Well, if you don't know already your divinity, then someone else is not going to be magically able to just create that in you. It's already in you. And the love of self, the awareness of self, is, I believe, to shift into the awareness that we are all in the image of likeness. We all have divinity within us. Realizing that and expressing and living that in life is a huge challenge. And I think that's part of what we're here on Earth to do.
Oh, I
come
agree.
Into that awareness.
And I agree.
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. We got a bleep okay. there, Daniel. I'm sorry.
No, I'm still there. I just
oh, you're
heard
still
a big
there.
Blip.
Okay. Well, we're going to let you continue. I apologize here.
So we were just saying, I think that's what people are here for. And when people get into psychotherapy with me or counseling, you know, I'm a spiritual psychologist, and really what happens is I find that people are divided within themselves into different parts, you know, many of which I've just spoken about, are subconscious. And when we find those parts and we can bring them into the wholeness, the oneness of who they are, then they start to become aware that they are more than just this body, that they truly have a spirit, and they are that spirit. They are that love. And then that starts to be expressed, and it's easy. Then it flows easily because it's not in conflict with some unconscious held belief to its opposite. Then it's in harmony with the self. And one of the great things I love about this, Peggy, is that we all know that spiritually people refer to the white light. The white light is the mystical light. You know, that's the Christ essence, the God essence. If you put that white light through a prism, we find that it separates into a rainbow. And so that rainbow has all those colors, and that's what comprises the white light. So people try to get rid of parts of themselves, and rather they need to embrace and love that part of themselves. They are the rainbow, and it's that rainbow that becomes the white light.
Yes, and as you know with me, rainbows have a very special place in my heart. And
absolutely.
Well, I think in talking with people, and again, I do something, you know, very different, but I am here to serve, and I'm glad that Spirit has chosen me to do the things that I do. I always repeat over and over again to people, be kind and gentle to your soul. And they look at me like, what do you mean? And it's simply that. Be kind. Be gentle to yourself. Love yourself. Love your soul. And maybe you don't know why you're here, but just enjoy it. Everything will unfold as it should. If you go through a hardship, learn from it, but then let it go. And I think possibly with you see it day in and day out, it's so difficult for people to let go.
Absolutely. That's the ego part. And once they start to identify and understand what their ego does, how it works, how it separates and divides, judges, you know, it's been created that way for a purpose, and it serves the purpose well to live in a physical world and survive in a physical world. And yet that purpose is limited. So to do that job well, it automatically separates us from higher awareness and from spirit. Once we start to understand that, then all of these problems in life, what people see are obstacles. Hello?
Yes.
What people see as obstacles to their happiness then become spiritual opportunities. And in a spiritual opportunity, that's the schoolhouse of growth, of personal growth and spiritual growth. And then people, even though you may not like it as a test, but you know, we all go through school, and once you learn something, what does a teacher do? She tests you, or he tests you, to
yes.
see how well you've learned it. Well, I found, Peggy, and see if you agree with this, that spirit, our spirit, tests us. Once we've grown, it's not over. We are brought, a test is brought to us to see if how well we can handle that through our higher self rather than our ego self. And once we learn that one, next comes another test. So it's really never ending because our development is never ending as we come into that oneness of love and of spirit.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. And I've had people ask me, well, you always seem to be in harmony and you're happy. And I go, yes. I said, it's not that I don't have my challenges and those demons that try to attack me, but I control the situation. I don't let them attack me and win, if you will. That keeping ourselves in balance is by not becoming angry, not lying, being truthful with ourselves and our partners. All these actions play within that balance within ourselves. Or thinking, well, I can do this, but no one's going to know. Well, spirit doesn't turn a blind eye nor a deaf ear, so I don't know where people think they're going to get away with anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just keeping...
And as we see that as a spiritual opportunity to react in a spiritual way, from our higher self, or, you know, I love this, our higher heart rather than our lower heart, then it becomes exciting. It becomes an opportunity. And in that opportunity, you can, you transform yourself from the lower to the higher, and in doing so, the person you're interacting with can also be transformed. They get an opportunity through you to see what it is to be spiritual.
Yes.
Yeah, and that way we help ourselves and humanity just in being our highest self.
Right, and we probably, and I'm sure you have throughout life, we find ourselves just taking a moment, taking that deep breath, and I say the words, I choose to be happy. Mm-hmm. And I'll just keep repeating that because I'm not going to allow that situation or that person that maybe tried to irritate me allow me to go and become someone that I don't really like. And so it's centering and going, I choose to be happy. I choose not to let them bother me. And it works. It's very simple, but I'm here to tell you people, it really does work.
Sure, it forms a brain loop that then once it's connected starts running itself, and you can reaffirm it and trigger it to run, and it can also then, the more you do that, the more it runs subconsciously. Where I find that people who have the affirmations and they do that work, until that is really caught, or if there are reasons why it doesn't take hold, then that's where I can come in and help them, and through priceless reflections help them understand what the block is, what the underlying conflict is they're unaware of, or the underlying reasons why it might not be taking hold, and then that frees that affirmation and that self-talk to really root, take root and grow and become a flower in their life.
Yes. Well, and what I've always admired about you is that not only being a psychologist, but you bring in the spirituality of things and that being that spiritual minister and kind of blending those two, even when you're behind closed doors with a client, that it's, you know, I can't imagine you being just cut and dry and, you know, textbook, that you bring in the opening, the spirituality, and that trying to bring open that awareness with that individual who's there for assistance, needing your help.
Absolutely. And I have people coming here now through the spiritual referral network, you know, and then word of mouth, who are looking for that. They're looking for someone who understands spirituality and psychology and can help them from that higher perspective. And it's interesting that Deepak's quote is that the guide, The Door to the Great Journey, integrates psychology and spirituality. And I feel blessed to be able to bring that to people and offer that. And the reason I can is because that's the path that my life has taken. And that's really the path where I've grown. And so once I've understood it, because I'm walking that path, you know, and I've tripped and stumbled and fallen and dusted myself off every time learning something. And as I learn about me, then I also automatically learn about others. So it's easy, much easier for me to understand them, to identify with them, to empathize with them, because I've been probably where they have been, maybe in a little different way. But trust me, I've been on the dark side, and I've been in the brambles and the thorns. And I know that roses grow with thorns around them, but there's a rose there, you know?
Yes.
We just have to find it and nurture it.
Well, and I think walking that path or having those experience, you're right. You can deal with that individual with such empathy because you know you've been there. You've felt those emotions. But you also show that you can get through it. So don't, it's like, don't say that you can't.
There is nothing that cannot be helped, that cannot be cured, because spirit, when you realize that it's spirit doing the curing, when the spiritual energy is invoked and we operate on a spiritual level, then everything changes. If we operate solely on the human level, we're limited to the human level. But when we ask and open to that higher self, all bets are off. Anything. Then it, as long as it's in the highest and best good of that person, that's my prayer. That whatever happens, happens for their highest and best good. That doesn't mean it'll be an easy road. You're not on a super highway. there may, in fact, you might be off on a side road, because that ultimately is in your highest and best good. But okay, let's take the byway as well as the highway. Whatever way is right for you, that's what we have to find.
Exactly.
And that's what works.
Well, because one person's journey is going to be so different from another. Like you say, you may go straight down the path. You might have someone you're going to have to go around the corner on the left or the right. But mm-hmm. it's still moving forward. And it may mm-hmm. take you a little longer to get there, but you get there eventually. And
that's right. So it's always worth the journey. It is always worth the journey. And what you put into it, you will get out of it.
I agree. It's like studying for a test. You know, if you want that A, you got to put some effort into it. Mm-hmm. You know, you just can't sit back and say, I want it. Give it to me. Yeah. Oh, no. Spirit doesn't work that way. You're going to have
right.
to earn this, too.
Exactly. I found in spirit that 50% is our responsibility. And 50% is spirit's responsibility to help us. Call it the universe, call it God, whatever you want to call it spirit. But it's shared then. And so we're never alone. We always have the help we need, but we have to be willing to help ourselves and put in our work as well. Now, the other thing, Peggy, that I found is that most people are willing to put in the work. They just don't understand in what way, because they've been working hard, but what they've been doing isn't getting them where they want to be. So then that's where Priceless Reflections comes in. That's where we need to find out what are the blocks, what's keeping you from that. And one of the things, this is really interesting, recently I found that I can open to spirit and loved ones in spirit, entities, call them entities, if you will, that super intelligence comes through to help this person, and I may give like a picture to them or something that's given to me, like a word or a phrase or something to do that I have no idea how that directly may help them. Only, you know, it's almost 100%. When I offer something like that, the person receiving it says, you know, something like, that's brilliant. That's exactly what'll work. Well, you know, and I'm always tickled. It's like, well, great. Thank you. You know, thank you, universe. And so I've got an added dimension, let's say, to being able to help. And I've had people come here because now people are telling others that this has been happening. And people come in because they want that extra side. They want that extra input. And it's wonderful.
Oh, it is. There's nothing better than to be spiritually guided. I wouldn't know what to do if I didn't have my Anthony with me each and every day. It's just amazing
exactly.
having just that wonderful comfort, that connection with the divine. It's that guidance that you have. It's your best friend. And you're right. You're never alone. And when you connect it to the higher self and the divine, it's such a fulfillment. And life in this journey does become easy. And it's like you don't sweat the little stuff anymore. You just, you let it go. And you focus on truly what is important. You know,
and seeing things as spiritual opportunities rather than just another rotten thing that's happening to you.
Exactly.
You know, that's a huge shift. And that's a huge shift in spiritual growth and in awareness and as human beings, just being able to live. And then things start to make sense as well. I have my part of this, but also this is serving me on a higher level. And so now what work you put into it can really pay huge benefits to you and to your soul and to the hereafter.
Yes. And because as you believe, as I do, that this is just a chapter. This is not the end. This is just part of our book, if you will. Our past lives are those wonderful chapters that have brought us to this timeline. But I'm looking forward, in another 50 years, of course, going into my next chapter and being into the higher awareness and just connecting into the higher self of me and the divine.
Absolutely.
It's just a glorious, glorious journey.
Absolutely.
And I know,
you know
our lives
well, go
are
ahead.
Inspired. I'm sorry. in many, many ways, and I just thought maybe you would share with our audience your inspiration and behind the joy of Christmas and the door to the great journey. Was there just a common denominator there, or what touched your heart to write these books?
The common denominator is spirit, and it manifests in different ways with the books. For The Door to the Great Journey, which we've been talking about, the development of Priceless Reflections, the seven steps, we have seven chakras, seven energy centers. I mean, it's interesting to me that it all matched up. And when I was given this, it developed over time. We've heard about the dark side. We've heard about using life as a mirror, you know, in quantum physics, all of that sort of planted seeds. But spirit brought it together in seven simple steps. Now, the steps are simple. It doesn't mean it's easy to work them. Some people pick it right up, but others struggle with it because it takes a willingness and an ability, not just a willing, but an ability to sort of open your mind to a new perspective of yourself. You sort of take a 180. You're looking at yourself in one direction, and all of a sudden you look back in another direction. And that can be very difficult for some people. It's like looking at it, things in your life and people in your life as metaphors or examples of a part of yourself. And that's not always easy to do. But what happened was my client started saying, okay, we've got Priceless Reflections. You've got these pads. I use pads and that they can take home and work with, the seven steps. And they said, but where's the book? I want to read about this. I want more information about it. And so eventually over time I went, okay, I'll write it down. I mean, I know it. I've been given it. So I wrote it down and out came The Door to the Great Journey. And one of the big inspirations for that was my wife, who keeps, you know, kept after me in a loving way, but come on, you've got to do more. You've got to have this available in another format. So I did that. In terms of the joy of Christmas, it's spirit again. That's a true story. Christmas Eve, I'm driving along and I felt we live in Michigan, Peggy, so we can have snow, you know, and it was a snowstorm, 1991. And I felt a presence in the car, and it was so palpable. I looked around the car. I looked in the rearview mirror. I thought someone was in the car. And eventually I settled down and realized it was an angelic presence.
Oh, and, how wonderful.
Yeah, I sort of froze at the wheel because I've heard about it and I've felt it before, but to have it happen in the car with you was sort of shocking. But what happened after that was so marvelous because I was just given these pictures in my head of our Christmas symbols, like the Christmas tree and stockings and Santa Claus. And this presence gave me an awareness of the spiritual meaning of that. We know the human meaning, and it's to enjoy Christmas and celebrate Christmas. But what's the spiritual meaning of putting a tree in your living room? I mean, you know.
Right.
So I was given that meaning, and then with the instruction that I needed to write a book. So when I got this, my joy, my wife's joy, our friend's joy, because I started sharing this, it just increased. I can't tell you how much. It's like my heart just opened to a whole new level of the meaning of Christmas. So I wrote the book, and that came The Joy of Christmas. I'll give you a quick example. Like a Christmas tree, what does it mean spiritually? Well, you know, we don't put palm trees in our living rooms or oak trees. We put an evergreen. And right there, you get the first glimpse. It's evergreen. Even though we've cut it down, this represents something that's always alive. Well, what could that be? It's our soul. It's eternal life. We're celebrating our spiritual eternal life. So the body passes away just like the tree gets cut down. But the real gift from God is a life of eternity in a oneness shared by all. So when I started to see that, it was miraculous. And we decorate it just like we would honor a soldier or a great accomplishment. Well, what greater accomplishment, you know, than to have eternal life and recognize we are spiritual beings. So that's what this book is about. It's like, so I shared this in a church once, and one of the fellows said, I'll never look at a Christmas tree the same way again. And I went, good. And some people are reading this along with other Christmas traditions that they share. So they read this at Christmas time with their kids. And there was a dear friend of mine, Walt Liskowitz is his name, and he's a musician, and his musician name is Waldino. He read the book, and he came in and he said, this inspires me. I want to do a CD. I said, well, okay, great. And so we worked on some of the wording because we had the book to go by, and he put the music to it, and we came out with this beautiful, beautiful CD with new music. I mean, it's just phenomenal what he has done. And like one of the cuts on it is Christmas Around the World. So this includes everyone. It's a oneness of celebration, not just a certain area of the world. And so it's called Coming Home for Christmas. And Waldino has it on. People can go to Waldino, I think it's .com, and or WaldinoMusic.com, and look at Coming Home for Christmas. There's a video. They can play the music, and it's really, so then you have the music, and now we have both, music and the book.
Oh, and folks, please go to the website and see this. It's amazing. The song is so beautiful. And I understand that you're going to be adding the CD to The Joy of Christmas and a new production.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yes. So they can get them together. So people can buy this together. It would be, that is wonderful. My Angel Speaks is another one. Well, I just told you the story behind this. An angel, in a way, spoke to me. And so one of his cuts on the album came out, My Angel Speaks. And it's just, it is wonderful.
It is. And, oh, my goodness, and we're going to continue talking here, but I'm going to remind people, please come to the 888-815-9756 toll-free number if you have any questions for Dr. Dan. So, and we're going to continue here, and I know that you and your wonderful wife, Connie, are going to be taking a trip to Brazil.
Yes.
So, yes.
That's exciting.
It's so exciting, and my husband's going to be going with you. And would you share with the audience your purpose of going to Brazil and how other people can possibly connect with you and about possible trips in the future for their experience?
Absolutely, Peggy. Thank you for bringing that up, because going to Brazil, to John of God in Avejaneira, this little town in central Brazil, has changed our lives, and this was spirit-directed. And about 15 million people, it's estimated 15 million people from all over the world have gone down there for spiritual energy healing. Spiritual energy healing means that God is the healer. As we said earlier, we have 50%, but God, the universe, does the other 50%. And I went down, I'm a spiritual psychologist, I believe, but I also am a scientist who's skeptical, and I know there are charlatans and wannabes out there, so I went down really held back. I was guarding my heart. I was really looking, what could be going on here, and is it real? And what I experienced and what I have seen, and this will be our 13th trip. We take groups down, and this will be our 13th trip, shifted in me from the disbelief, distrust, and the semi-belief that it is possible to a position inside where I now know. I know, Peggy, that with God, all things are possible. I mean, it's amazing. And here's a quick example. On our first trip down, I took my dad's picture, who had had open-heart surgery 10 years earlier. And for 10 years, his EKG showed a dead spot in the heart, dead spot. And they were just monitoring this and watching it. I took his picture, and now this is the healing. John of God is what's called a fully incorporated medium. So he actually uses himself, his physical self, to allow entities in spirit. Many people who, when they were on the earth plane, they were physicians, healers. Now they're continuing that on the other side. Through this energy, they work through him to do incredible healing. So I presented my dad's picture, and the entities use God's energy to heal my dad. I came back 2 weeks after Connie and I returned from Brazil. My dad went in for his annual EKG, and the doctor came out with the EKG strip, and he said, "Del, I want you to see this. There's electrical activity where for 10 years there hasn't been. I don't know what's happened. Do you have an explanation?" And my dad simplified it. He said, "Do you believe in the power of prayer?"
Oh,
and this
my.
Physician, bless his heart, said, "I do." And Dad said, "Let's just leave it at that." He didn't want to go into a long explanation, you see. And it was unnecessary. But that's what happens there. And I've had fibromyalgia, where I was sleeping 15 hours a day. I've had sciatica. I've had problems with L3. I've had some issues with blood vessels. I mean, you know, I've had my share of things. And I can tell you right now, I am free of those things. And I have done my 50%, Peggy. I have watched my nutrition. I have done my exercise. I have really used priceless reflection and done my internal work. I have done my spiritual work. But I'll tell you what, going to Brazil and having the healings that I've had is really what put the whole thing together and took me to an area where I could not go with just one or two things on my own. And we consider ourselves so blessed, Peggy, to be able to be a part of that. And we also are blessed to bring that back to the United States. And we're not alone. People in other areas of the world are doing this because it's being driven and directed from spirit for people to have these light centers. So we have a church here in Jackson called Corinthian, and I consider it a center of divine light. So Corinthian Spiritual Church, but what we can do here are these John of God healing services. Now, John of God does not come here, but the entities who help in Brazil told my wife, Connie, and I that they would be with us to help. They said, "Believe me, we will be there to help." So we have had these healing services, and it has very little to do with us. We're just willing. We are just willing. And, oh, my God, Peggy, the miraculous healings. I feel some tears just telling you this, because little children have been healed, come out of sick beds where they weren't going to have a normal life, and they are playing. And their grandparents and their parents come back and share these stories with us. People find things that they need, like one woman who has had issues with men all her life and felt abandoned by a dad, abandoned by a stepdad, was looking for this male, this father figure. And at one of these healing services, she said, very tearfully, she said, "I found the father I'm looking for."
Ooh, oh, my.
Filled her with hope, with spirit, with peace. Finally, her search was over. And so, you know, we're just overjoyed to be a little part of what spirit has brought to this world.
Oh,
and we
absolutely.
Bless John of God for being willing. He is so willing, and he is such a high-level medium to allow spirit to work through him in this way.
He is. And Daniel, I'm going to just hold you for a moment. Seth has come in. We have a Patricia on line 3. Patricia, are you still with us?
Hello.
Hello, Patricia. How are you?
Good.
Great. Well, would you like to direct a question to Dr. Dan?
Oh, I just want to say thank you so much for both of you. The program is just awesome today.
It's oh, well,
awesome.
Thank
and I
you.
Just want to say thank you, Peggy.
Well,
Patricia.
Dr. Dan is just remarkable. He's making my job easy.
Yes, and I just want to say also, I got your chakra cleansing, the tune-up, which is awesome, Peggy.
Oh,
so I want
thank
to say
you,
thank
Patricia.
You for that.
I hope that you feel a difference within your vibration and your energy.
I do. But this whole show today has just been, wow. And the positive energy has just been awesome. So I just want to say thank you. And just a blessing that your whole show, everything was clear, could understand everything. It was just into the heart.
Oh, Patricia, thank you. And it touches my heart, you know, when people call and, you know, and having DC's CDs, you know, they're just my way of wanting to help you. And my heart went into each and every one of those. And if it touched yours and it made a difference, I'm cloud nine.
Oh, great, great. You know, I've been doing Reiki since September, and just kind of the positive energy going through that is just so awesome. And I just got a new book, The Angel Therapy by Doreen Virtue.
Oh, wow. She's amazing.
And I was just wondering if you and Anthony would be able to, as Dr. Dan says, extra input on my angel or my angels. Does anything come to mind with you and Anthony?
Let's see here. Wow. Instantly, as I step back from the computer to change the energy, a very beautiful angel comes in around you. It's a feminine vibration. She spreads her wings. Oh, she's going to make me cry. She spreads her wings up, and she comes, like she walks near you, and like she comes in from behind you. And she brings her wings around, and she holds you. Do you feel like there's a presence, honey? Again, she comes from your back.
Well, when I was doing a Reiki treatment on a friend, she just like, oh, my gosh, she could see her on my shoulder.
Oh.
And she said the same thing. It was like huge wings. But it's like, you know, I know you and Anthony and, you know, Dr. Dan are so good. Do you come up with any name?
Oh, my goodness. A lot of times the angels, or even our spirit guides, they will hesitate to give us their names easily because we have to ask them. And I am sorry to say she is not giving me her name. Daniel, is she possibly allowing you to hear her name?
Well, the first thing I got when you mentioned the angel was a pink energy, and then Peggy, you said it's a feminine energy, and I said, beautiful, I see that. And Angelina was what I was impressed with, and that could be a starter. You can use that, and then if she wants to refine that or change that for you in meditation, she'll let you know that. The other thing I get, Patricia, is that she is there. One of the issues now is trust. Trust her. Trust this higher level. And with Reiki, I'm also a Reiki master, so I understand that. And I know that we open to that Christ vibration and that Christ light to do its work. And it's letting go even more, just stepping back and letting that flow. And it's going to be very, very good for you.
Oh, yes.
More trust.
Honey, is just amazing.
When my daughter Heather was younger, and her name was Precious, and it's like that name just keeps coming. Would that be possible?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely, definitely.
Is the dog in spirit?
Yes.
Precious was the name of the dog. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes.
Yeah. Precious is, you know, I feel Precious is right with her.
Yes.
And, and we know that the love, that God's love flows through all things and animals, you know, nature, God is everywhere. And Precious is with you, and this is a precious thing. So you have, you know, what I see is Precious is down by your right leg when you're serving, and the angel is up on your shoulder, but what I'm seeing, she's more on your left shoulder when Precious is there, and they balance. They bring like a balance of energy, which is really wonderful. But I would urge you to open and try to sense where they are if you want to do that. It really doesn't matter where they are. Just know they're with you.
Well, Daniel, I've got it. We are tag teaming here because I'm sitting upstairs and I have my legs crossed. My right leg, I'm feeling like this wind underneath it. It's mm-hmm. almost like a tail moving, how you would get the air. So, my dear, when you're sitting, cross your leg, having your right leg on top. Just be prepared to feel precious. It's almost like the tail wagging in the air, you know, that movement, because that's what I'm so strongly feeling right now. And so when Daniel, you said the right leg, it just empowered precious coming in that much stronger for me.
The other thing I get with that, Peggy and Patricia, is that precious is there to help ground you. Because, you know, the angelic realms, and my head is just vibrating with this, and thank you, Spirit, for this. We can, as human beings, we have to be grounded as well as have the heights of spirit. You know, there's an old saying that you can be so spiritual you're no earthly good. And so... You know, it takes both. And I think Precious is there to help you be grounded while the angelic realms help you.
Yeah. Does
that make sense?
You know, since I've been into this, it's just like, and like you said, you surround yourself with positive, you know, positive people and all the, you know, the Reiki shares and stuff. And it's just so awesome. So...
So you know, if you have any difficulty in doing that, give me a call. We'll work out why.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Patricia, thank you. And thank you for opening up and sharing with our audience, because it's sometimes people think there's a presence there, but they look around or they think maybe it's a fly and they just kind of turn a blind eye to it. It's truly, if you just... It's like a relaxing. Allow yourself to go into that third eye, and you will might see just the energy floating. But as you develop more and being into the Reiki, this is going to help you. You're going to be able to take that energy and see it sculpture, honey, into a figure, be it a person or an animal. And love is unconditional. I have animals that come to me in spirit to give messages to their owners who are grieving so. And their love is with infinity. Just because their physical body isn't here doesn't mean they stop loving you. They do come back. So just please feel the presence of Precious, and you have a magnificent angel. Just entrust, my goodness, you are in good hands.
Thank you. I just wish we had hours and hours, but I know you guys got to go. But thank you, Dr. Dan. Thank you, Peggy.
Thank you, Patricia.
God bless.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye. Oh, how wonderful. And Daniel, I'm sure is even if you have 100 clients and when you have just one that you know you've touched their soul or their heart and you make a difference, it's such a high in itself. So we get back probably as much as we hope our clients get too.
Absolutely. I love my clients and we share the journey together, and it's such an honor and such a privilege to share this space as we all go down our own paths and grow together. So that's just a fabulous thing, and I'm very grateful for that and to be a part of it.
Oh, yes. I wouldn't want it any other way. Being different rocks. And I know our time is coming close to an end here, but I so want, before I let you go, we need to let people know how to get a hold of you. Now, I believe we have one website being PricesPublications.com.
It's PricePublications.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that will come up with Spiritual Tours Unlimited, and there will be a picture of my wife and I in front of a triangle down in Brazil and a waterfall, and, you know, it's just, that's what, in the sunshine. And so, yes, they can go there, and then there are, on that site, are emails. If they would like a reading, my wife is a minister and an extraordinary clairvoyant. So, and you know this, so... they can have readings from her at CD, which is Connie Dan Price. So cdprice333@gmail.com, and that is on the website. If they would like to talk with me, have a therapy session, we can do that over the phone, and that's dcprice333@gmail.com. So it's Dan Connie Price, dcprice333@gmail.com. Or they can call our office, the Psychological Counseling Center, at 517-783-2601. 517-783-2601. And we'll be really happy to set up a session, either a spiritual reading or a spiritual psychology session, or if they want to know about the trips to Brazil, great. And we're leaving, yay, we're leaving the 12th of March, and we're taking this wonderful group, and Rick, your husband, is part of that. I'm so excited, Peggy. This truly is so wonderful. Yeah, so it's going to be great.
It's going to be a wonderful experience. I'm just excited for him. I will be there in spirit. Mm-hmm. But I definitely want our listeners to please, if they are in need of a reading and some guidance, Connie is an amazing, amazing medium.
Absolutely.
And along with Reverend Sandra Davison, I guess they do readings together. Sometimes it's nice to get that second opinion. They're both remarkable. And we're hoping to have a spirit fair coming up at Serenity, which is in downtown Marshall, the end of this month. We'll keep you posted. We would love to have those who can make it, or if you can't physically, we can do and give you a wonderful message, a reading over the phone or Skype. So we are here to assist. You just have to reach out and touch us. You have to call. So we are at your disposal. And Dr. Dan, I want to say thank you so much for being with us tonight and part of the BBS Radio. I hope that people will be flooding you with phone calls, because you are just a remarkable, remarkable man and a doctor. And I know that our friendship is just priceless, and your books are just very touching to the soul. And I truly encourage everyone to buy one, and they can obtain these books, honey, from your website. Well, I think we are off the air.
But have them send, if they want us to take their pictures down or pictures of loved ones. You know, my wife took 92 pictures the first trip we went. And so please contact my wife, cdprice333@gmail.com, and email us a picture with the person's name and what they would like worked on, and just the general area they live in, like the address, what state, you know, city, that type of thing. And we will be happy to take that down for them. But the individual needs to want the help. Don't just send someone's picture because you want to help them. They need to want this type of help.
Absolutely. In a way, it's needing their permission or obtaining it at least from the higher self. And again, they have to play an active role in their healing. So, yes, but how wonderful. And people, please, please get on board with this. The healing that goes on is just amazing. Okay. Well, again, Dr. Dan, thank you so much for being with us this evening, and I'm hoping that we can twist your arm and to be a guest with us again in the near future, and have an amazing trip to Brazil, and Godspeed and protection, and we'll be seeing you soon.
Thank you, Peggy. Thank you for having me on. You're amazing. I'd love to be on again.
Well, we're gonna book you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, dear. Okay, good night.